No, have no respect and no care for yourself and nobody else.
That's good. If anybody could be that, could anybody be a pecker with him too? Or is that usually just associated with whites?
Just a word they got used on probably just like you use on a nigger. You're a negro. I tell you, anybody can be a negro. And a peckerwood is a peckerwood. That's a bird. And you're white, you're not a peckerwood. You're white. Nobody gonna call you a peckerwood.
But
you know, we got a ballroom wrestler in here, and I think that's the worst thing in Memphis. You may hear it if you still right here knowing his name is Jerry Law.
Say what?
Jerry Law. Oh. And he's supposed to be the champ wrestler in there, and that's all he called your people, rubbernecks. And he by himself, I think that's the worst nastiest thing, and he called niggas, jakes, and then nigger.
Yeah.
He wrestles every Saturday. Over screen and a Sunday, whenever the wrestling is, and Saturday you can see them scream here. And that's, he got a little money and a little property, and I think it doesn't turn my mind. If I had this house for money, it's gonna make me act a bigger fool than that, I don't know.
Well, have you ever heard another person call another person a cracker?
No.
You ever heard that?
No. What do you mean about that?
I'm not sure exactly what they mean, but you hear it a lot of times. He's nothing but old Georgia cracker.
Yeah.
Kind of old country
slang word, I guess. Just some kind of old slang word, I guess. No, I never heard that. But yes, when you're wrestling on a Saturday, I used to love that wrestling, but since he got so nasty with both races, I get sick of him. Yeah. You get up there, you rednecks be quiet out there. You black folks and jakes be quiet out for the color of folks. I think it's so nasty when he brings on the stuff being pretty. I don't know. At first it'd be the neck type, you kind of a baby fix out there.
Well, tell me, what have you heard of? Have you ever heard a person who's from the country called anything by city folks in particular?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Eating. Just like if I go to town and don't know my way around, you're eating it. I can bring you right back to your country and you be eating it from there. See? That's why we say, let's say she don't know. You haven't been here to law and you don't know. Do I expect for you to know more about here than you do by your home? No. So you haven't been here to learn. Now, you could take me to your home. I'd be just as lost as a bird. Because I would know. I'd just be going around. I would know. And no doubt you've been around in more different places than there, and in different places here, no doubt, man. You get lost, you have to find your way back. Because you have a race here. You wouldn't look. I would look for you to know like I know. Oh, they live by roads, and sometimes you may get on the wrong road and stuff. But that ain't allowed, that they don't say you're eating it, no. You just don't know because you haven't been leaving here and you haven't been the business and you're just traveling through.
Have you ever heard of a country person called a Hoosier? Anybody? He's just an old Hoosier?
I hear them call white people that Hoosier. Because old Jerry Law, you know.
That's right.
You know, these Hoosiers and rubbernecks, he can make me so sick. So I said, you're going to quit here. I said, he makes me angry. I said, don't get mad with him. I said, I get angry with him for being stupid. I said, that's stupid. I said, now he got little something going. Put the next fellow down upon. I said, that ain't right. I said, he's stupid. Yeah, he sure do call him that.
Well, you ever heard anybody say he's just no podunk?
Oh, what? Podunk?
Podunk?
No.
You heard that?
No, I have.
It's just an expression.
Yeah.
You hear something? What about if somebody's waiting on you to get ready so they can go somewhere, you might call out to you and say, you gonna be ready soon? And you might say, well, I'll be with you in
a few minutes.
But what about if you're traveling and you think you're on the right road, but you're not quite sure, you might stop and ask somebody, well,